The question was asked, is the book of Daniel written with prophecy? If not, then why is it in the Tanakh? What's going on here? So the first thing we have to know is there's a basic machlokas rishonim. What's the difference between books in Nevi'im and in Ksuvim? We know Nevi'im, obviously the prophets wrote with prophecy, so that's Nevi'im, but what's Ksuvim? So some hold that that's also been Nevuah. That was also with prophetic vision. Others, like the Meiri, hold that Ksuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh, when the Navi... What?
Who holds the system in Nevuah?
Remind me, I'll look it up at home. And, you see, Yirmiyahu wrote the book of Melachim in Nevi'im. He wrote the book of Yirmiyahu in Nevi'im. The book of Eicha and Ksuvim. What's the difference? So the Meiri and others hold that Ksuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. What's the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh? So we see that the term Nevuah is a general term, which is also a specific term. We have this numerous times in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, where a word can mean both a specific and a general concept. Sometimes it stems from the fact that the specific is the most common, and then it became the name of the generic term. And you have that in English and in Hebrew as well, where they'll call tissues Kleenex, because that became the most common tissue. Or they'll call diapers titulim, because that became the most common diaper. So there are certain things, or they'll call cereals cornflakes, right? You have certain things that it's the specific, and because it became very common, it also became the generic name for many specifics. But in Lashon HaKodesh, we find this numerous times. The Rambam describes the different levels of angels. He calls them all malachim, and yet one of the levels within that is malach. It's a specific level within angels. So too, the term nevuah, it would seem, is a general term for levels of prophecy, and it is also a specific term for a specific level of prophecy. So that's why we find Rashi seems to use the term nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh interchangeably, sometimes within the same Rashi. But what is the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh? So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, in his commentary Avas Yonasan on the Haftarah of Shvi Shel Pesach, I don't know too much from Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, but this is one of the things I do know, so it's easy to remember it by heart. So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz wrote over there that Rav Yonasan Eibshitz was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, super genius, who lived about 200 years ago. He was brilliant even as a youngster, even as a child. Jews and non-Jews alike marveled at his genius. And he wrote commentaries on Tanakh, on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote many commentaries. He wrote many important works. And that's his name, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. As a youngster, when he was like in his late teens, early 20s, he led very forceful machlokas against the Chacham Tzvi. And he was so strong in his position that the Chacham Tzvi lost his position as chief rabbi of Prague because of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, there was a machlokas about a chicken, about science and halacha. But Rav Yonasan Eibshitz was a very, very...
In the ring up 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago,
wait, no tangents now. Sorry. Back to here. So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz writes in his commentary on the Haftarah of Shvi Shel Pesach that the nevuah is when a prophet is told a specific message. God gives him this vision to give over this message to the people. Ruach HaKodesh is not specific to a specific moment, but rather a person attains a certain level of spirituality, and then what they do with that level, at that level of inspiration, is considered that they did it, under the influence, if we would use that term, of Ruach HaKodesh. So Ruach HaKodesh is a level which a person can attain, and it will be a constant in what he does. So Nevuah is like a bolt of lightning. He's given this message, that message. We should add over here Rav Chaim in stencils, that Rav Chaim writes in his commentary on the last 8 psukim in Torah, where the Talmud in Tractate Baba Basra discusses Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim from Brisk.
He has a commentary on the Torah?
He has a commentary on the Shah, so in the stencils. On
in
Baba Basra, on the Gemara of the last 8 psukim of the Torah. So Rav Chaim writes over there that the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, he's going with the opinion that they're both given with Nevuah. Nevi'im is that the prophet was given the prophecy, he said it over, and then afterwards it was written as a book. But initially it was just given to him to be said, whereas Ksuvim, the prophet, was given the prophecy to write down. So Yirmiyahu was given the prophecy of Eicha to write. And then later he was told, take that written form, read it before the people. So it was a prophecy that was given for the sake of being written as a book, whereas Nevuah was given for the sake of being told over, and only after he did his job of telling it over was it written down. That's Rav Chaim's distinction. So again, we said firstly we have the opinion that says Nevi'im and Ksuvim are both b'Nevuah. Now we saw Rav Chaim that explains that Nevi'im were said, and what was said was later written as a book. That's Nevi'im. Ksuvim was told to the Navi as a book, as something he should write down, and then it was read from the book, sometimes by the Navi himself. That's if Nevi'im and Ksuvim are both Nevuah. If Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Nevi'im is with Nevuah, Ksuvim is with Ruach HaKodesh, so then we said the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh can be understood based on this Avas Yonasan, Rav Yonasan Haipshitz.
Miguel Sasta, Daniel, all these things happened and then were written down.
Now, Rashi. So, the Gemara in Megillah tells us about Daniel. He was greater than Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were greater than him. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Right, sorry. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They were greater than him because they were Nevi'im and he wasn't. He wasn't a Navi. So let's read Rashi closely. How does Rashi define what a Navi is? We would have said a Navi is one who gets Nevuah, one who gets prophecy. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Shenitnabu leYisrael b'shlichuto shel makom. A Navi is one who gave over prophecy to Israel as an emissary of the omnipresent. Vehu lo nishtalach liYisrael b'shum Nevuah. He was not sent to Israel with any prophecy. Rashi does not say what we would have thought, that he did not receive any prophecy. What Rashi says is he wasn't sent with any prophecy. So that means Rashi is defining the term Navi as one who speaks over a prophecy. Rashi is in line with his Shita that the word Navi stems from the word Niv Svataim. So Daniel possibly had prophecy. He saw a prophetic vision to write the book of Daniel, and that's how he wrote it. But he wasn't sent to tell over anything, and as such, he is not called a Navi. So that's why the book of Daniel, if you ask, was it written in prophecy or not? Well, according to Rashi, it certainly seems like it was written with prophecy. Other Rishonim will learn it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. But Rashi over here used all those extra words. I think Rashi was clearly telling us this idea. In our Drashot Aran class on Fridays, we will soon reach the point where the Ran discusses the term Nevuah, and he will take issue with Rashi's position on the definition of the word Nevuah, as we will, Be'ez HaShem, see soon.
according to that,